Hachette Audio presents Mummy Darlings. Written by Emily Horican. Read by Roisin Rankin.
Prologue. 17 Grosvenor Place, London, 2nd of July, 1930.
She won't come in, will she?
Una looked nervously towards the door, as though her mother Chloe might at any moment appear.
Lord, no, Maureen said. She never comes to this part of the house at all anymore, not since you two married.
She stretched out on her bed, the smooth pink of the satin counterpane bunching under her as she moved. One arm was bent under her head, the other waving an ivory cigarette holder lazily through the air, in time to the music from the gramophone. Smoke from her cigarette zigzagged clumsily, then settled into a thick blue cloud around her.
Stop jigging, Aileen called sharply,
from where she was propped against the headboard.
You will make me spill my drink.
How sad that sounds, Maureen. You must have missed us, Una said.
You should have said.
She leaned forward in the armchair where she sat, feet drawn up under her, as though she might pat Maureen's head or hand, whichever bit of her she could reach.
Not a bit, Maureen insisted,
twisting so she was out of Una's reach and grinning at her.
It was perfectly heavenly not having you two around.
All the more of Mama to yourself, Aileen said,
which made Maureen laugh so loudly that Una whipped her head around to stare at the door again.
Una, do stop behaving like a frightened mouse, Maureen said. I tell you, she won't come in.
I believe you're still frightened of her, Una, Aileen said.
Not frightened, Una said. Not exactly, but, you know, I do, Aileen said,
pushing herself further up the headboard so that she sat straight.
You think being married will mean you're suddenly frightfully grown up and won't mind about her at all, that you'll leave home and leave all that behind. And then you find that doesn't happen exactly as you thought it might. That she still stares at you as though you're a marrow in a guess the weight game. They all laughed. And you find that it's just as bad as it ever used to be, being stared at so.
Aileen finished, fidgeting morosely with a diamond drop earring. There was a silence then, except for Fats Waller's Ain't Misbehavin' drifting from the gramophone.
I remember when I was a child, Una said.
You're scarcely more than a child now, Maureen interrupted. For all that you have...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?